was reading a great article about the treasures found deep down in the ocean. I think it would be great to hunt for treasure there.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure, and so we'll travel together, my Bible and I. Hey, you're listening to Keys for Kids, and there is treasure here, as well as Treasures of the Deep. That's the name of my story. But before I read that story, let me read some good verses of wisdom from the Bible, from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, starting at verse 15. Happy is the boy or girl who finds wisdom, and the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Our story, Treasures of the Deep. Paul put his report card on the table and picked up the newspaper. He raced upstairs, plopped down on his bed, and hurried through each page until he found what he was searching for. It was the third of a five-part article called Treasures of the Deep. The articles told about the discovery of treasures found in the seas. Paul eagerly read the current one and then cut it out. He often imagined what it would be like to find treasure and get rich. After dinner, Dad picked up the paper. "What's been so interesting in the newspaper lately?" he asked. "I see that another article's been cut out." Paul's eyes shone as he told his dad all about the treasure articles and how he hoped he could be a treasure hunter someday. "I like the water, so I think it would be great to hunt treasure deep down in the ocean," he said. Dad smiled. "Why not start hunting treasure right now?" "How can I hunt treasure now?" Paul asked in disbelief. Mom frowned. "I think your dad's teasing you," she said. Dad laughed. "I guess I am, a little," he admitted. "But you actually can hunt treasure of a different kind right now. Wisdom."
"Oh, that's right," said Mom.
"The book of Proverbs describes wisdom as being more precious than gold or valuable jewels. You could hunt wisdom, Paul."
"Well, how do I do that?" asked Paul.
By studying hard in school?" "Oh, that is important," agreed Dad. "But the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We need to recognize God's goodness and greatness and power. We learn more about that from His Word. You can dig deep into it as you read it and listen to what your pastor and Sunday school teacher say." "Right," Mom nodded. "It's okay to dream of being a treasure hunter, as long as you find the treasure of wisdom first."
"Sounds good to me," Paul grinned. "I'll start treasure hunting tonight. The book of Proverbs sounds like a good place to start."
Well, how about you? Do you want to be a treasure hunter? Wisdom is one of the greatest treasures. Start by learning what God wants to teach you from His Word. Read your Bible. Study your Sunday school or Bible club lessons. Ask questions when you don't understand something. Wisdom is more valuable than money, so start hunting for it today. Proverbs 3:15, "She, wisdom, is more precious than rubies, and all you may desire cannot compare with her." And our key thought, wisdom is a treasure. That's the reason we have Keys for Kids on the radio, on our website, and in print, that you might get interested in digging into God's Word for the treasure that is there. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Do keep in mind we're supported by caring listeners like you. Thanks for listening.